The following podcast is not approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your weekly friendly neighborhood comic book club. I'm Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
I'm Catalicia, they, them.
We're here to talk about some classic Silver Age Spidey and get a little silly.
So no, silly.
We're not silly on this podcast.
I mean, no.
Stephanie is one of the most serious motherfuckers I've ever recorded a podcast with.
Deeply serious. Deeply.
So serious, it's in your internet handle.
Yes.
Spelled incorrectly.
Yes. But not in a silly, goofy way. Spelled incorrectly in a way. That is serious.
Almost, one might even say, a danger.
Yeah, dangerously serious.
Any hoosers, how was when we were young, you fucking old person?
Cat. You follow said when question. We were
follow up question, how was forgetting to post a day to remember
until the day after? All right, double whammy, back to back.
Okay, well, when you said when we were young, my back had phantom pain. So thanks for that. And listen, what's a shame is I really loved A Day to Remember. As I was posting those other ones, I was like, oh yeah, I got to post A Day to Remember. But then I got too excited about I think I bought My Chemical Romance. So it got, they got a little bit overshadowed, which is okay. It's My Chemical Romance.
It's My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. A Day to Remember. Listen, I did remember them. I promise. I briefly forgot the day that I was supposed to remember. yes. But I was quickly reminded by them themselves. So I was like, right.
That sounds like a particularly niche manga title.
Yes.
A day I forgot.
Yes.
A day to remember.
But was reminded to remember.
I just like that you said that you forgot until they reminded you. So now I'm just thinking of like Jeremy McKinnon running up to you and being like, bitch.
What about us? And be like, you're right. I remember. Yes. Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
No, When We Were Young was super fun. I'm glad that I was able to finagle both days because then I was able to see everyone. Because yeah, I wasn't, if I hadn't gone both days, I would have missed like some of the smaller bands like Four Year Strong, which I really love Four Year Strong a lot.
Yes.
They, funnily enough, like in terms of like sitting there watching a show and then like feeling emotional about it, I got emotional during fucking 4 years Strong, which I wasn't prepared for because they played this song about like losing family members. So I had like dead mom feelings and I was like, I was like, stay brutal. Stay fucking brutal. Fucking lump in my throat. Doesn't matter. Just blink, blink, blink a lot. yeah. But I had a lot of My Chemical Romance feelings afterward because everything was just hitting me. And I was like, those fucking weird little guys. I love those fucking weird little guys. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I hung out with people that like my two of my really good friends from middle school on day one. And then one of my really good friends from high school day two. So it was just like, I was being old, but remembering when I was young with the people that I was young with. So it was a lot.
You did the thing.
Yeah, I did the thing. I said the title of the movie at the thing.
Nailed it. Anyways, Spider-Man.
Well, also, how are you doing? How are we all? We didn't do that.
I mean, I thought that was like part of it.
I'm fine.
See, I'm so glad I asked because I got that response.
Ow, I choked on my spit.
Oh, no.
I'm also fine.
Are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. This is fine.
For our listeners, we are, again, not recording on our normal day. So.
Nor is it Thursday, so the energy is even weirder.
Yeah. I mean, we got that good old Friday energy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Parker, what is...
I know, what the fuck, Stephanie?
What is happening over there?
I wish I could fucking tell you.
Parker is in a silly, goofy mood.
Anyway. I'm good.
Yep, okay. We're doing suck. How are you all doing listening? Have you been enjoying this? That's cool. Thanks.
Oh, wait. My one update from last week is one of the people who zaps my will to live from work got his ass fired.
Yeah.
Oh, idiot. Hell yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And not even for the reason that he should have been fired for.
Yeah, not for being bad at job, which is, you know,
why
I think he should have been fired for, but because he went and he sassed the wrong person.
Mm.
And then took it
and then
too far and became a bigger asshole about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then they asked him to not come into work for a few days, and then his Slack was deactivated.
Hell yeah.
See ya, motherfucker.
I love that good old Slack deactivation.
De-slacktivation.
Shut the fucking door.
So Spider-Man,
he's fighting the lizard.
And I'm sad about it.
Me too.
I love Dr. Connor.
Yeah, so today we will be diving into The Amazing Spider-Man number 44 and 45, which is a two-part story featuring the lizard, aka Dr. Kurt Connors.
Tell us about this issue. Have we named your counterpart that comes out when you...
No.
Is this also Big Parker?
No.
No, oh, the Big Parker is just the one that traumatizes us at the end of the... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We this don't want to give Big Parker too much power.
Maybe this is Lil Parker. This is like extra Lil Parker. Parker, and they've got a big voice.
Lil Parker, big voice, and then we have regular size Parker during the podcast, and then Big Parker traumatizes us. Excellent. That I like this. Good. It's like
I like it.
Why do I keep thinking of Russian toys? But like, you know,
the doll. Yeah.
Yeah, the little doll thing.
If you pop me open, there's a slightly smaller me inside.
And on that note, about this issue.
Yes.
Dr. Connors reacts from the rhino.
Okay.
Dr. Connors reacts from the rhino antidote.
No, he's got a girlfriend. She's walking the dog. Oh my God. No.
Stephanie just fell out of her chair.
No.
Okay, but are we sure it's a girlfriend? The way your head just
No.
I love catching all of this on camera for Hot
Neighbor. Who else would walk somebody's dog at 10 a.m. on a Friday in their pajamas?
Oh, it's the pajamas. Oh, pajamas, it's the pajamas.
Pajamas and hair undone. Oh.
Oh.
Damn. I was gonna say,
Oh.
like, oh, maybe a friend, maybe a sister, but like pajamas and hair undone is a little The heartbreak Stephanie is going through right now. The stages of grief that are happening right before our
Oh,
eyes.
Danny boy, the pipes are
I'm calling.
calling. My Instagram
Calling.
story watchers are going to be devastated.
I am also devastated for you.
Oh,
But you know what's going to be great, Stephanie? Is they're going to have the actual visual of the moment you discovered this. Because if you think I'm not going to post this on social media, you're
no.
incorrect.
Oh, RIP hot neighbor. Now he's just John, whatever his name is.
Bajan.
Bajon.
Bajan.
It sounds like the fucking Star Trek Bajorn.
Okay.
All right, little
Spider-Man.
Parker. All right, little
Yeah.
Parker.
Dr. Connors reacts from the rhino antidote he was previously working on and turns into the lizard. Realizing this, he runs away but is spotted by his son Billy. The lizard plots his human conquest and plans to defeat Spider-Man.
First of all, can we talk about just real quick on the cover of this? I wrote down the lizard toes are giving me the ick, and I don't like them. These
I
little
didn't pay
lizard feet.
attention. I didn't pay attention until right now,
Sorry.
Stephanie.
Don't like his little lizard toes. And
Yeah,
that he
and there's
only
only
has
four of them.
four, yeah. Because he's got five fingers on his hands, but he's got four little weird little toes.
Listen, how drawing feet on a regular day,
Right.
Stephanie. Lizard feet? You're asking a lot. You're asking a lot.
Yeah.
From John Romita, because of course we've got Smile and Stan Lee, story by illustration, Jazzy John Romita, lettering, Swingin' Sam Rosen, luggage, Honest Irving Forbush. The luggage, like I know they say these as a joke, but like the luggage, like what?
That luggage that he's holding, that Peter is holding in that.
That's what that's about?
Yeah, because Irving Forbush doesn't exist.
Well, I know that, but I just didn't. Okay.
It's just a silly joke.
That one's pretty dumb. Yeah, I was real sad. I was sad at the end of last issue when I saw the title of this issue, and I was sad looking at this with his little lizard hand coming out.
Especially his family's coming to visit him. He was probably all excited to see his wife and his child. Then he gets the, he's getting the little beads of sweat, the tingles in his hand.
I
It's not
know.
great.
All because he helping with the rhino. He was something about he was like, oh, maybe it was the fumes or something.
Is the ingredients used in the formula to like melt the rhino's
Yeah.
skin?
It triggered his.
Yeah, it there were certain ones that help turn him into the lizard, so like it re-triggers it.
But we start off in this, was it train station?
Yeah, this is they don't call it Grand Central Station, but it's definitely Grand Central.
Okay. I what this whole interaction with Aunt May, because for starters, why is I every single fucking issue, Aunt May is on the brink of death. Every fucking issue. She's old. She's this. She's gonna get sparkly heads and die and never come back.
Yes, and
Let's send her on a trip by her fucking self. We're just gonna send her off.
just gotta relax.
Get some fresh sea air.
This woman can barely stand on her own, and they're just gonna send her on a train to go on a fucking vacation where she's sitting here being like, I'm abandoning Peter.
I thought you guys would be happier to get rid of her.
That's
I'm
fine.
personally, I'm happy. I'm like, yeah, Aunt May. You go down to, where is she going? Florida? That's where old people in New York go after a
Something like
while.
that. I don't mind her being gone. It's just all of the constant drama about how she's constantly on the brink of death and oh, she can barely survive on her own. And then Peter's like, all right, get on this fucking train.
Yeah. And what's funny also is that Peter can't really afford this trip. He's just like,
No.
get her out of here.
Get her the fuck out. I can't move out. I'm gonna move her out.
And if something happens on that train, something happens. No, that's definitely not his energy.
No.
He is worried about her. He wants her to, chillax. And that's very sweet.
It is. I do like her little the classic little honk, the like
Yeah.
blowing the nose like honk.
Yeah. That makes it seem like it's a really aggressive nose
Like
blowing, too.
a big
Oh,
one.
yeah.
But while this is all going down, we've got Peter who's like, did I see Kurt? Was that him? And then his wife and kid, who's it's Billy, right?
Yes.
Do we ever see the wife get a name?
She
Because I
definitely.
literally don't see, I don't remember seeing a name.
She's got to have a name.
I wish they would just use it more, because it's the thing is like I think this has happened before where we've had to look up a woman character to be like, do they have a fucking name? And
Yeah, other
online they're
than
like,
Martha.
when the fuck do they say Martha?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It vaguely sounds familiar, maybe, but I feel like she's usually Mrs. Connors
Mrs. Connors.
or Mrs. Kurt Connors, which is
It's even
even
worse.
worse.
It's even fucking worse. Oh, property and all that. But he's freaking out. Dr. Connors is freaking out, which rightfully so. This time I did wonder. I was like, I wonder if his arm will stick around this time, which plot twist, or not plot twist, spoiler, it does not. I'm like, I just think it's funny, like to think about like hit the de-transition of like coming out of Lizard, like just watching his arm like just
Shrink
dissipate
and
like
disappear.
fucking Deadpool,
Yeah, it's I feel so bad because he goes through all of this and he still doesn't get an arm out of it. And
still doesn't get an arm out of it.
it's just a bummer.
And then poor Billy is like, I'm gonna call her Martha, even though we don't see her name in here, but Martha's like, it's fine. He's fine. He'll be okay. He's never like, And Billy's like, maybe he's trying to surprise us like he used to when I was little. I'm like, oh, this poor kid.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this poor child. Because he was super young when the first
Was
time went
he?
around. Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. You know, should she have kept the fact that, hey, maybe your dad's a monster again? I would have told my kid, but I also have been traumatized many a times by horrific things on TV by my own mother.
Correct.
So maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. And it's
I
probably
think
a good
we
thing
are
I
both
don't
the
have a
wrong.
it's probably a good thing I don't have a kid and a husband who turns into a monster because I'd be like, that's your daddy. And
Hey,
just
kid.
freak that little kid out and be like, am I gonna turn into a lizard?
Yes.
Why are you a monster fucker, mommy?
Listen, don't huff the paint and maybe you won't turn into a
Yeah.
lizard. That's how you turn it into that.
Yeah. It's a very intense dare commercial.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like the intensity of Dr. Connors being like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here if I'm gonna turn into the lizard.
Yeah, he definitely like mows people over and then he like runs into the into I guess like into one of the like train tunnels. And then he fully turns into the lizard by what is this, page four? And he's got his little fist up. And he's like, the lizard lives again. He's just living his best lizard life.
Ooh,
He's got
I'm
a
looking at the feet
tail.
too much now.
Yeah, no, they're bad. And I
Page
think,
four, that panel.
yeah, and I feel like they've added little tiny little claws.
Little
Little
claws.
tiny.
And it looks like his feet have riblets. Like, I don't know how I feel
Yeah.
about that.
Oh, riblets on the feet.
I don't
Ew.
like it.
Yeah, I guess he's like basically trying to find a little lair. Yeah. He literally says on page five, he's like, I'll need a lair of my own and I'll find one behind this tunnel wall. And he just breaks, infrastructure.
And
He's
there's, pipes and sewers
Which
and
is perfect.
yeah.
The ideal place for the world's greatest reptile, a maze of hidden underground pipes. And then we cut back to Peter, who the whole time is like, I thought I saw Kurt. Is that Mrs. Connors? Is this that or that? All while, Aunt May is just like, don't forget warm milk and don't neglect your studies and get a haircut. Shut up.
We also get one last pussy willow from Aunt May before she leaves.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Fucking Aunt May.
Someone in our Discord did point out that, like, at this time, What's New Pussycat was for an Academy Award. Best song. So,
okay.
What's New Pussycat? Wow, wow, wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stephanie, do you see what I have to fucking put up with?
Mm-mm.
You see what I have to fucking put up with?
No. Parker, you cut that out.
You cut that shit out right
see,
now.
See, you think you're pleading to the choir, but Stephanie has voluntarily been my friend for over a decade.
I could change at any moment, Parker. Why are you giving her reason? Like,
I hate it because I always laugh. And then I have to tighten up and be cool because Kat is here. And I'm like, yeah, this is so weird.
Don't you not be cool around me, Stephanie.
Oh God, yeah, Parker, that was so bad. I would laugh at that. Ew. It's fine.
Well, sometimes I write down a note and I'm like, I wish I would have written down a page number for that, which I'm normally better about, but I wrote down Wattus question mark, WATUS. Somewhere that is referenced in these couple of pages, and I don't know what it is or why it's said.
Wattus?
Yeah, WAT. Oh, go on. Go easy on the Wattus. There it is. Page five, fourth panel. Get lots of rest here. Go easy on the Wattus. Oh, wait, is there an I at the end of that?
Wattusy? What is the Wattusy? What is that?
Well, I looked up a Wattus, and it's like a a cow with really big horns.
The Wattusy!
But what is one? What's with the I?
Wattusy's driving me crazy!
Is that a drink? What is that?
It's fucking God.
It seems to be an old spelling of like the Tutsi folks from Rwanda and whatnot in Africa.
What?
What?
Now I'm more confused than I ever could have been.
That's what's coming up. Okay, wait. Hold on.
Watusi.
It might be a type of firecracker. It's also a type of cattle.
Oh, okay. The one that came up for me, it's a dance. Yes. It's a solo dance enjoyed brief popularity during the early 1960s.
If Aunt May even so much as tried to tap dance, her fucking kneecaps would fall off. Like,
she can barely walk.
That's what I mean. Like, her kneecaps would fall off before she was able to do a dance.
Okay, the dance is named after the ethnic group from Africa.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, I don't know. There's layers
dicier
there.
As we go along.
The deeper we get, the more uncomfortable I am. I don't love it.
Oh, hey, and then there's also a firecracker named that is apparently highly toxic and can lead to painful death.
Oh, it's a type of firework?
Cool.
Uh-oh, Parker made a face. Parker's made a face and covered
children have been killed by the Watusi fireworks after sucking on them and mistaking them for sweets. The yellow phosphorus, the most dangerous component of the Watusi, may explode and rip apart the esophagus when ingested.
What does it look like to the point where, the kids were putting Tide
kids
Pods
are,
in their
yeah,
mouth. So.
Kids are fucking stupid. Listen, we were doing dumb shit during our era as well. Like, remember the cinnamon challenge?
Yep.
Like, kids are fucking dumb. But...
Yeah,
that looks like a little candy.
Yeah, they look like they could be
That looks like a little candy stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
It, like the way that like a candy cigarette look, you know, like that's kind of what it looks like. Parker's gonna send it right now. But yeah, I can see now that I'm seeing an image of it though, I feel like I've seen that firework like in person and have maybe been around when that was used. Because Arizona, we would just, people would just pop over to Mexico real quick, buy a shit ton of fireworks. I remember when we would quote unquote like smuggle them back in, my dad would hide a shit ton in his truck. And I feel like I've seen those before.
Oh yeah, these.
That's correct. Oh, that actually just made me think of, oh my gosh, you guys. We, you know those toys where it's like got the parachute attached to them and you're supposed to be able to like throw them and then they float down. We had a Spider-Man version of that. And this was when we were in Mexico and we had a shit ton of fireworks, most of them illegal, and we strapped them all to this Spider-Man.
Oh.
I wish I had a photo easily available. We strapped that motherfucker to the nines. Like, he had so many fireworks tied around him. And when we blew it up,
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Oh, he wasn't so good. We found body parts everywhere. Poor Spider-Man.
Poor Spider-Man.
Sorry, my guy.
Speaking of poor Spider-Man,
what to see?
And what to see?
I don't like it.
Pete's in a bit of a conundrum because realizing that Dr. Connors was there and that his wife and his kid are there, he's like, something's up. But also, I can't go talk to Martha Connors because she doesn't know who the fuck I am.
Can you imagine? Peter Parker just walks up, it's
like, hey, ma'am. Girl.
Have so he pops into a nearby phone booth, classic, and changes. Wait, finding the nearest phone booth. Oh, finding the nearest phone booth occupied, our hero makes a quick change high above the rafters. And he swings down to talk to her.
Okay, could you imagine? Because you know how little kids are always looking around. They're always like looking up, looking down, looking in stuff. They should. You're like 6 years old and you look up and you see this half naked man just like putting his little booties on. And he's like,
your mom's using the phone booth and you're like, mom, there's a guy up there.
And they're like, shut up, Billy.
There's a guy in the rafters. How do you even know what rafters mean? You're a child. Shut up. Like, yes.
Also, I've been to Grand Central many a time, and I don't recall there being any rafters. It's kind of a big open ceiling that you can look right up and see.
This is Marvel's Grand Central.
Yeah, gosh.
Oh, different.
But yes, Spider-Man makes his way in.
Oh, wait, sorry. Apparently this is Penn Station, as Billy identifies it.
Oh, do you always swing through Penn Station like this? Ooh, Parker, you got fucking shown up by Billy.
Well, okay. There is also, I guess not precedent because this happens later, but there is a history of Marvel being like, this place is this name. And then you look at it and you're like, no. That's this place.
That sounds like you just don't like being wrong.
All I'm saying is that the bridge that Gwen Stacy dies on is definitely not the bridge that they identify it as.
What bridge do they identify it as?
I think they call it the George Washington Bridge, and it's the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hmm.
Or it's the opposite. I don't remember which, but it's one. They identify it as one, and it's definitely the other.
Rip.
Okay.
Anyway.
Any Hoosers, we kind of have this like, this definitely feels like a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man kind of moment where he's like, I gotta go check in on this lady. You know, like, I gotta check in on this lady. I gotta, you know, and it feels very, hey, it's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Are you okay, Martha? She's like, No. And they have the whole conversation of like, what if he's changing back into the lizard? And she is page six, sixth panel. The fear in this poor woman's eyes. She's got those classic like comic book tears like building up in her eyes. It's very desperate. Rightfully so.
And she points him in the direction, and off he goes.
And then he has like basically PTSD from his last fight with with the lizard. He's like, yo, he grabbed me out of the fucking swamp and brought me into the water and kicked my ass. I don't know
Yeah.
if I
Can't
can
do
take
it.
this. But he's like, but that's my homeboy. I have to help him out.
We get a John Romita take on that meeting, which I love. I love it when artists go and redraw classic moments and put their flair on it.
Definitely.
I kind of want a side by side of like.
Oh yeah. But yeah, we get that whole little flashback and it sucks. I'm like, it sucks.
Yeah, it was just, it's sad. Because like you on page eight, you see like Dr. Connors, he's turned back. He's like face palming. He's got his hands, his face in his
Yeah.
hands. And he's like, oh my God, what have I
I'm sorry.
done?
But yeah, he basically Spider-Man makes that promise of like you go, like you guys go, and I'm gonna figure out everything and make sure it's good and make sure everything is A-okay, even though it's not. Oh, and then we're at the bugle.
Because Pete needs to make some money.
Pete always needs to make some money. How else are you supposed to move the fuck out and pay for a trip that you can't afford, but you send her on anyways? I don't know. That's,
Yes.
listen, I'm not always the best at making financially responsible decisions,
He
okay?
also has to pay off his motorcycle. He's got a lot of bills.
Yeah.
Like, boy.
But Aunt May really wanted to go to Warped Tour.
Retcon, Aunt May went to Warped Tour.
Or did Aunt May go to when we were young?
She's never been young. Therefore,
Yeah.
she literally is not allowed to attend that. She's never been young in her life. Perpetually old. She's like Benjamin Button, but just like never got younger, you know?
It's like her and Morgan Freeman.
There you go.
You just reminded me of something and derailed my original Big Parker plan for today.
Oh,
So,
fuck me. Sorry,
uh-oh.
Stephanie. I just fucked us over.
Anyway, Pete and Betty have this little awkward moment between them.
I would call it like, I don't know that I'd call it awkward. I think that they have a really lovely conversation. They're talking about the wedding and all of that. And in his thought bubble, he's like, I really mean it. I couldn't be happier for her. I think he has that. He's like, I can hardly believe that I once thought I was in love with her. Now she's like a sister to, uh-oh. And then Jameson comes in. But yeah, I don't think it's awkward. I think they actually have a really lovely little interaction. And Peter's just kind of like, we're really seeing that growth again, where he's like, damn, I don't love this person like I thought I did. And that's okay. And I'm actually really happy for her. And I'm like, hell yeah, growth, baby. Let's go.
Shout out to Peter.
Shout out to Peter Parker doing a little bit of growing. And Foswell is
Fossil don't like it at all. He's like, I'm putting patch on and I'm fucking following this kid because he's up to something.
he's up to something. I don't get it. How does he get all those cool photos? I don't like it, which that makes me nervous. I still don't know who to expect to find out about Spider-Man and Peter Parker first. And I really want it to be MJ, but now I'm worried it's going to be Foswell. I'm like, no, I don't want the first one to be Foswell.
Well,
Foz?
okay, now both of you. It's
This
not just
is
me.
just Stephanie's podcast now. And we cut to, we're talking about the draft again.
Yeah, Pete goes to meet the friends.
Was he going there to meet them, or was he just going there?
I think he says, might as well get out of the rain while I figure out my next move, and he goes in there,
Yeah.
and then
And they just
everybody's
happen.
fucking there.
Everybody's there. Gwen is, kind of being a little nice, and she's like, if you'd like a fill-in on what you missed in lab today, I'll be glad to review it with you, Pete. And having these little moments until who walks in?
The baddest of them all, Mary Jane Watson.
Watson!
Oh, and makes Gwen Stacy sit to her stomach. I love it.
I love it. I think, again, just retcon all over the place. It's just because Mary Jane is making every lady gay. Like, Mary Jane walks in the room and every lady is like, oh no. What are
I like
these feelings?
her little color blocked dress is cute.
It's so cute with her little white coat and all of that. It's so great. And everybody is like, damn, look at that hot mama. What is she doing? Where'd she come from? And Peter's like, hi, Mary Jane. And Harry's like, Pete knows her?
Yeah, everyone is
Oh, what?
shocked. I also on at the on that last panel,
Please,
MJ
yes,
says
do it, give
three
it.
living, breathing males to only one gal. Eh, the okay, nature is healing because she called them males. You see how
It's
we do
good.
that?
It's good.
Yeah, they're
But
just an
she also
icon.
says, where has this place been all my life?
Yes, again, an icon. She's like, oh, this is where the boys be at? Let me post up for a second. Scoot over, Gwen. You don't need
Scoot,
all of these
scoot.
guys.
It's good stuff though. Man, that dress is so killer. On page 11, first panel, you get a really good view of it. And it's just like this green and yellow. Like it's so good.
Yeah, I really like the hips color switch. I don't know how to describe that, but just like the side panels.
Yeah, just where, I mean, like where the dress is snatched. it's got two different, like, little circle colors there, and they're offset of.
It's a color swap.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
It's
It was a good dress.
yeah.
Now I want that dress. We're being completely honest.
If you're listening to this and you're like, I want to see this, you should sign up for our Patreon so you can look at our visual companion.
And you
That's
can
right.
be thirsty about Mary Jane too.
Yeah, that's a prereq.
But then MJ pulls Peter in. Now, PDO, suppose you wave bye-bye to all these nice people because you're cutting out now to take Mary Jane to a little spot I know where they've got the grooviest guitarist in town. And Peter says, I guess I'll have to rain check on that science review, Gwen. And she's not okay with it.
You, she is not.
And flashes in rationalization mode, being like, it's gotta be a sorority initiation. She's gotta date the most nothing guy in town.
Just can't deal with the fact that Pete's got Riz.
He's got it. I don't know what to tell you,
He's
man.
gotta. I love Mary Jane because she just says anything. She
She doesn't
says
give a
what
fuck.
no. It's that confidence. She goes in and she's like, you're leaving with me, big boy. And he's like, you're fucking right.
You're
Ah.
so right. You're
An
so right.
icon.
And then we cut to same thing on page 11 after they leave and they're all having the conversation of Gwen, Flash, and Harry.
Thought you said Gwen flashing Harry for a second.
No. I'm like, no.
Walks out and Gwen just.
But Gwen is like all of a sudden so concerned about Pete being a scholarship student and letting his studies slide and all of that and blah, blah, blah. And Flash even is like, that's not what's bugging you. You didn't like seeing that new chick wrap around her little, wrap him around her little finger. But don't worry, kid. Any gal whose taste is that bad can't be any competition for a doll like you to win. Which Gwen says, Flash, do me a favor. Sure, baby, name it. Stop breathing on me.
I had that written down as well.
Iconic.
It's so funny. Flash,
Iconic.
do me a favor. Stop breathing on me.
10
These
out of 10.
women, the women are the winners in this one.
I like it.
You
That's all
know,
there is.
sometimes they may not get names, but when they do, they are written pretty well for the time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
When they get a name.
Oh boy. And then we cut to the lizard who's like, I gotta go. God, every time I look closer at his hands or his feet, I become more uncomfortable. Page 12, second panel.
Yeah, it's not great. They're like, because they're scaly, so they're like jagged
It's
and like
so.
lumpy.
It's the lumpy. It's the
It
lumpy.
does look like the dude has a serious case of arthritis. Like,
I don't like it. He's got the mumps, bumps. I don't know.
Mumps,
but yeah.
he does do the iconic "I don't use doors" in Marvel or
Well,
Spider-Man.
because he's trying to be like Spider-Man.
Yes, and he's a little bit overzealous with it because he breaks the window instead of just calmly going in it.
Yeah.
He crashes through. And he's like, "I gotta find some Dr. Connors stuff, right?" Night. No, is this the jewelry
No,
break?
this is a
Oh,
gem
this is when
heist.
he's
Gem
trying
heist, my bad.
to, he's basically trying to pin it on Spider-Man. He's like, with luck, Spider-Man himself will be accused of this robbery because he's the only one that's quote unquote strong enough to apparently smash through a window. But he does all of this, and then of course the cops come by and they're like, "Look at that building. Only Spider-Man can climb a wall like that. We'd better see what the score is." And then they see this broken into place, and they're like, "Yep, gotta be Spider-Man. He's the only one strong enough." And I'm like, you can't just go around.
New York does not have any other superpowered criminals.
Yeah.
It's just
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
no other superpowered heroes either,
Yeah,
apparently.
no.
No one else to blame.
Yep.
No one else to blame. And then, of course, we've got Triple J's wet dreams.
Literally, he wakes up with what could be a boner.
That would be, that's a big dick.
A big fucking dick. Run through the woods. Run through the money through the woods. Yeah, that would be crazy town.
That's a big cock. I want nothing to do with that. Like,
Girthmaster.
Not Girth Master.
Okay.
Good
Did
Lord.
any did you see? Did you see? Have you seen
I haven't seen it, but I've seen what he's compared it
Stephanie?
to. And that's uncomfortable.
It's atrocious. So, like, when it all started going around, both Parker and I separately had looked at it ourselves, and then we had come to each other like, "Have you seen it?" And
Gosh, should I Google it
it's
now?
I'll send it to you. I'll find it. I'll find
That's
it.
like,
You guys.
I have it on deck, actually.
On Dick?
Parker.
Da, 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 da.
Any Hoosers. I'd have to find his Twitter, and I'm like, I don't even know. I can't even remember his Twitter name now.
I think it's just
Although
Girth Master.
I thought it was, but I didn't. It didn't pop up. Did
Oh my God.
you see it?
I found it.
Yep. I know, Stephanie. What do you even? How? I can't even. What do you do with that?
I smacked my lips. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, no idea. No idea why you did that. No. What? What?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Lord.
It's pretty. It's pretty something. It's pretty something. And I don't know what else to say about it other than it.
These That's too much.
So, anyways, there's that. And then we look at what is Triple J's potential cock, and it's somehow bigger than the Girth Master.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, I did not think Girth Master would come up on this podcast. Any users, back to our friendly neighborhood podcast. What do we cut to here? Page 13. Oh yeah, page 13. Second panel. Well, it's, Peter Parker again, that whole thing of like, "Oh, I'm being blamed for something that it wasn't me. I didn't do that. It had to have been the lizard." And then he calls Mrs. Connors And I love that he covers his mouth with this Spider-Man mask.
And what's it's so funny because he could have covered his mouth with anything, like with any sort of cloth. But he was like, let me go get my mask so it'll sound consistent.
Mm-hmm. We need consistency in these trying times, you know? So basically, Peter is like, well, shit, now I gotta try to go to school and not think about the fact that the lizard is running around. He's distracted in class like he always is. And meanwhile, Flash is like, Spidey's innocent. He would never, blah, 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 blah. And I can't wait until Flash finds out that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Right.
I can't fucking wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. But Peter's like, you know, he's, of course, he's distracted. He's got a lot on his plate. He's got school. He's got Aunt May. He's got money. That, well, he doesn't have money. And he's got, you know, it's like all these things. And then he's like, and I also had to paint my bike because MJ gave me shit about it. And I can't let her give me shit about it because it's got to look popping for her because she's popping. And I gotta keep up. Yeah. But he can't focus.
It's got too much on his plate.
Until he finds the lizard.
Then they fight.
It's wrestling time.
Wrestling. I just realized there's one rack at the last panel on page 14, but all these hits have no...
It is very sound effect light.
It's, yeah. How am I supposed to know how hard he's hitting that trash can?
Yeah. We're just supposed to just sense it.
I don't have my Spidey senses on right now. No. Come on now. God, tell me these things.
We get a on page 15, first panel, we get a thwop.
Oh, and, do we get a thwop?
Yeah, we get a fatalk.
Oh, wow, that panel. Thwop looks painful.
Yeah.
That thwop actually looks really fucking bad.
Now from the top, make it thwop.
That's a dead ass lizard.
I was trying to
fit in what to see. I knew. I fucking knew. I fucking knew where you were trying to go with it.
Flop.
Stephanie, do you see?
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's what I have to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway.
You know what? There was part of me because, like, Spidey's like fighting lizard. He's got his tail. I was like, his tail's gonna come off. That's what happens to lizards. But it doesn't. He never rips it off. But I do hope at one point he can rip that man's tail off.
But he doesn't want to because he knows that it's Connor's.
That's true.
And that's like,
it'll grow back.
It'll grow back. This is very true. It's definitely Spider-Man's like biggest downfall when fighting the lizard because he's constantly like page 15, second panel. He's literally saying like, you've got to listen to me. I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. You don't really know what you're doing. He tries to tell him, you're not the lizard, you're, you know, this, blah, blah, blah. And it's never any use. The lizard is too far gone. Thinks that he's defeated Spider-Man after one fatalk. And let me tell you, it takes more than one fatalk to take down Spider-Man. But something that, like, I notice in this issue and in the next issue pretty heavily as well is when Spider-Man is fighting the lizard, he has more thought bubbles than he does shit talk. Like, he does not shit talk when he's fighting the lizard as much. Like, he really is so in his head about it. And I feel like that takes away from his power a little bit. I feel like shit talking really does fuel his punches.
Yeah. It keeps himself distracted in a way that helps him. Whereas this is a little more personal and
he's really unsure.
Yeah.
And it like, it sucks because I'm also like, as an audience, don't hurt him. Like, I love Dr. Connors.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kat. I didn't like pick that up, that he does spend more time thinking about stuff rather than shit talking. He does call him Liz, though, which I think is fun.
I love that. I wish it were Lizzie.
Because
he normally doesn't like Rhiney. Does he normally like do that?
He will throw.
He throws a Y at the end. So I wish it were Lizzie.
Most famously Gobby.
Yeah, Gobby, all of those. But yeah, we end up in the sewer system and then out of the sewer system because Spider-Man's whole plan here is like, I've got to show the city that I'm not the only motherfucker that can climb walls.
Yeah.
There are multiple animals who can climb walls.
To which everyone on page 16, last panel, is like, oh shit, there's someone else scaling a wall. And maybe it's not just Spider-Man who broke into that jewel store. I would also like to shout out Johnny Romita again. We have what is a black man?
Mm-hmm. Love. Intentional fucking
art. Representation?
Thank you. The word was...
There's just more, like, Johnny is... There is just more clarity in his drawings. Like, it's not... Like, there were some times with Steve, obviously we've talked about it, where we were just like, you can't not draw people like this. Like, this isn't okay.
Yes. Yes. Johnny is, like, getting... actually doing black features. And then...
Yeah.
Like, and now we will have the colorist color this person accordingly.
Accordingly.
We're also getting close to our first, like, black cast member.
In Spider-Man?
In Spider-Man. It's going to be issue 51.
Is that what, the 70s? Ooh. Early 70s? Or late 60s?
No, that's the same year. It's 67.
Ooh, nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
This issue came out right at the beginning of 67. So nice. We're in January.
That's exciting.
So not next issue, or not next episode after that, but the episode after that. And it's fun because it's also the introduction of a great, great character.
Hell yeah. I can't
That's
wait.
Fun.
That you both know, but we'll get to see in a new light.
Hell yeah. And this is the fight where Spider-Man, I can't remember exactly which page, but he talks about how he feels like he fractured every knuckle in his hand, yet still keeps fighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is just, God, you got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. And then Lizard thinks he ends him. And we get this horrifying image in the seventh panel on page 17 of the Lizard.
Yes.
I really hate it. The longer I stared at it, I started to imagine Kirby when... when he like sucks in people to steal their powers. That's what that face made me look like.
Okay, but also because this is a Marvel podcast, my brain jumped to Jack Kirby, so now I'm picturing Jack Kirby as Kirby.
And what my brain fucked up entirely because you said Kirby and I immediately thought Furby, and that made it scary.
That's even scarier. That's nightmare fuel. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh no.
Oh no, we don't like that. But yeah, Spider-Man gets like genuinely hurt this time because the Lizard is one of the like harder foes he's had to battle with.
Because he's like swinging and then like Lizard like slices through the web with his tail and Peter has to like, or Spidey has to like quickly like break his fall, but he lands on his shoulder.
And it looks like it fucking hurts.
Yeah. And he's like, God damn it.
This and then sucks. Some random Samaritan is like, I'll come help you. Like...
Okay. So not broken. It's a bad sprain. I like the single ripped off arm for the Spidey costume. He's just got one, like his shoulder is fully out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that medically necessary?
No.
Yeah, no, not particularly. I was trying to think of some reason other than Spider-Man being like, let me show off my muscles.
This is fan service. What y'all know about that?
Oh, you're welcome. And then, yeah, he swings away. The Lizard is gone. Spider-Man's like, I gotta tell Martha Connors about this. Because he can't keep bit from her any longer. Like, what do you, you know, how much can you really lie about this? And she very dramatically is upset about it, which is understandable. And then Peter's like, how the fuck do I do this with I have a hurt arm and Spider-Man has a hurt arm?
People are gonna put it together.
No. And then he calls Aunt May.
Aunt May is like, oh, are you getting enough sleep? Are you weak? What's happening?
Look at MJ laying on that couch. She's just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is constantly the coolest to ever exist. Yeah. Although, I don't know where the phone cord is wrapped around. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it definitely goes off to the left of the panel, and the body of the phone is off on the right of the panel. So I do have some questions.
I mean, back in the day, those cords were
long.
Which makes sense. You know, I get it. Man, every so often I miss a house phone.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often. Be kind of nice. Anyways, and Peter basically is like, I can't go out. Like, I'm sorry, I can't make it. And she's always so nonchalant. It drives Peter fucking crazy.
It does.
It's your lost dad. See you around. Click. She's perfect. MJ got me fucked up.
There is a reason Mary Jane has the staying power that she has. And it's just because
she's the hottest bitch around.
She's the hottest bitch around.
I hope that in newer issues of Spider-Man that MJ is a Megan Thee Stallion fan. That's all I hope.
There's no way she wouldn't be.
That's right. There's no way.
Megan Thee Stallion is the hottest bitch. And then MJ is the hottest bitch. And together they are like
the hottest bitches, if you will.
Bitch royalty, you know?
The bitch supreme.
They'd be shaking asses together. Like,
mm-hmm.
It'd be so good.
Yeah. Icons.
I like imagining that. I like imagining that and a lot. Retcon.
Marvel did recently establish that Mary Jane has a dump truck.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
And it's Black Cat who says it. So it's not like a weird dude being like, that dump truck. It's like
Black Cat being like, damn.
That ass though.
Well, for reasons, she's putting Mary Jane in her costume. And she's like, I didn't know if we would get that dump truck in there.
Okay.
Meatball.
And that was a mini big Parker.
A mini big Parker.
A mini big Parker.
Ah, I like it. But classic issue ending. Peter is sad. Peter is sad, and he's just sad. Spider-Man's best friend. His broken, not broken, but his hurt arm.
He also left his camera.
Oh shit! Yeah. That's right. That's some dumb shit.
He ain't gonna get no money.
What's wrong with me? Why do things work out this way? When will I come to my senses and stop bucking fate and give up being Spider-Man forever?
He's constantly like, why do I do this? And then he just keeps going back.
Yep. But don't despair, Spidey fan. There's more next ish. It's a bombshell. And that brings us to The Amazing Spider-Man number 45. Also known as Spidey Smashes Out. And as the title proclaims, this is one of the wildest of all of Spidey's battles.
Yeah, they always are, aren't they?
Last ish, we saw our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man injure his arm while battling the deadly lizard. But with his superpowered foe still at large, hoping to populate the entire world with an army of giant lizards, Spidey knows he dares not remain home nursing his wound, no matter what. Stan the Man Lee adventure, John Ring-a-Ding-Ding Romita.
He's throwing in an extra ding there.
He deserves it. He gets the extra ding. Adventure in agonizing action. Lettering by Sam Rosen and web untangling by Irv Forbush.
Shout out to Mr. Forbush.
You know, we gotta love him. I read this issue a little bit after the one prior. So my brain for a moment kind of spaced about the hurt arm. And so the way that I glanced at this cover at first, I thought that Spider-Man was just tied up in the way that it's titled Spidey Smashes Out. I thought we were going to get chest expansion. And I was like, so excited. I was like, let us see chest expansion. And then I realized by the next page, I was like, oh, fuck, he hurt his shoulder. That's right.
Really love your progression of chest expansion. Because at
From
first you were
it?
Like, yes. At first you were like, disgusting. I don't want to think about spiders expanding their bodies. And then now you're like, where is my chest expansion?
I want one thing only, and it's a chest expansion.
You sicko.
Listen, they did it. It's their fault.
But yeah, so we open up with Spidey walking across webbing.
Oh, yeah, we see that later. He uses it because he can't be swinging around, which totally makes sense. Because how do you swing from a web with one arm if you don't have the other one to be shooting it? And so he uses it as a bridge from building to building. And I honestly thought that was sick as fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know why he's only just now doing it.
Like the actual spider thing of.
Yeah.
Using it to get from one point to the other. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens there's a carjacking happening.
Good old
I'm sorry, a good old-fashioned hijacking job if I ever saw one, thought Spider-Man. Oh, wait, sorry. Also followed with the thought of, the truck must be carrying some valuable furs or some such. Why?
I like the because he says valuable furs and there's a dot dot dot, so he has to think about it, and he's like trying to think of something else there, and he just goes, or some such.
Like he went straight to valuable furs and then was like, what else could be it? I don't know. It could be I don't know.
Something, some such.
To which then he says, here's where I find out if there's a market for one armed Spider-Man nowadays. Like, can you imagine? Like, there's my retcon. Spider-Man just like zips around New York City wearing a fur coat.
Oh, I agree. I just got the visual of that and I was like,
isn't it so good?
Incredible.
It's so good.
Yeah, I feel like he's wearing like a long one. It's like brown.
Goes down to his knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
It's over his shoulders. It's not.
Yeah.
He's wearing got it, like, it all pinned the way. Under. Yeah. I dig. I like it. All right. Sorry, Spider-Man. You wear a fur coat now. You wear a fur coat now. Don't know what to tell you.
Like... Sorry, every Spider-Man cosplayer ever.
Right.
I love that these bad guys, though, are like, oh my gosh, that's right. He's got one arm hurt. We're going to beat the shit.
Just kidding. He still beat us.
He could still kick the shit out of us with one arm tied. Like,
and he does.
And he does.
Yeah.
Very quick.
But he, this guy, I don't even know. I guess this is the guy they were robbing from. But he's like, hey, Spidey, we could use you in the Teamsters Union. To which Spider-Man says, sorry, pal, the way things have been going, I couldn't even afford the dues. And I'm like, relatable.
Oh, fuck. I got to pay my
dues. No. Oh, no. They're expensive. How much are they for your Writers Guild? Yes.
Yeah. Wait, no, I didn't make money this quarter, so I shouldn't have to pay any. Oh, no, I did. I did. Yeah, no, it's like, I think they take, I think it is it 1%? I don't know. It's something. I have to like put it into, I have to go online and then I have to like put it calculated. And then when I do it wrong, they yell at me. And I'm like, if you already know what it is, just tell me.
This is like taxes. Just fucking tell me what you want from me. Don't make me do it and then yell at me about just it.
Give me a bill.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard? Just send me something. Jesus Christ, I hate that so much. That pisses me off for you.
Yeah. But union strong or whatever.
No, definitely. I mean, yes. Yes. But also, don't complicate it for me.
Yeah, don't complicate do that.
It for me. You want my money? Just tell me how much you want and I'll fucking send it to you.
Yeah. I wonder if like my reps can just automatically... I don't know. That's something. I'll figure that out. Anywho, that's for future me.
Anyways, Spider-Man can't worry about unions right now either. He ain't got time for that shit.
He sort of has time for that shit because arguably he's trying to stop the lizard from unionizing with other lizards.
Okay.
And Parker's just opened up a can of worms here because now Spider-Man's a union buster. Wow.
That's problematic.
Yeah, so problematic. I don't know if I can root for this guy. He's breaking up a union.
Can't even. I mean, we've already seen it. They're super anti-union protests.
Yeah, they're like those damn students.
So actually, really quick side tangent. They address that in one of the letter pages in a later issue. Someone mentions like kind of disappointed seeing how you portrayed protesters, and they're like, guys, just wanted a silly little gag for visual comedy.
Yeah, but your silly little gag for visual comedy was kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm glad someone called them out on that. That's awesome. Some motherfucker was like, excuse me, pulled out the pen and paper and was like, Stan motherfucking Lee.
Yep. Good.
Good for them for acknowledging it, but also to be like, we're just trying to make a joke. No one can take a joke anymore. Shut up.
Oh my God. The fact that we're still having conversations like that today.
is so infuriating.
But now we cut to
just as infuriated as the lizard is.
Yeah, we cut to Kurt Connor's laboratory apartment, which what? I mean, okay. I guess this is Marvel, so having a full lab in your apartment makes sense.
He's like a full-on scientist. Like, he does this shit.
Yeah, he's got his beakers.
But you know who doesn't know a goddamn thing about science?
Lizards.
The fucking lizards. That was so funny. He's like, I'm going to break in here, and I'm going to steal his formulas. And then he was like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
And he gets so mad. He literally says, it's no use. I can't understand any of this stupid scientific gibberish. The pages contain nothing but chemical symbols, numbers, equations. What good is that to me? Same, buddy. Fucking same. I wouldn't know what I was looking at. I'd also want to punch things.
That makes me wonder. I just thought about this now. Like, I wonder if that little bit of him that was like, I have to use science to get my way out of this or into this. I wonder if that was like a little whisper of the real Dr. Connors trying to break through the lizard noise.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just something to think about.
I kind of like thinking about that.
Yeah.
But then that's interesting to kind of think about it in that way. Because then the lizard leaves being like, all I have to do is find Connors himself. I'll force him to give me the formula before I destroy him. So it's kind of interesting to think about, like, if that little voice was in the back of his head. And then the lizard is like, I can hear this voice. I got to go fucking kill him.
Yeah. I feel like that's a trope in stories like this, where it's like, oh, you know, the real you is in your mind in like this weird dark corner of your mind, and you're just standing there being like, I have to like overpower the evil so I can like break through. It happens in Jujutsu Kaisen. It happens in, I just watched that movie Malignant. Not great, but I watched it, and same
that
thing
movie
happens. She's born with the twin. The twin has electrical powers somehow and is very manipulative and makes her do evil stuff and says evil stuff to her. So then like the doctor's like, cut off most of the twin, but then like shove the rest of him, like his head, because they can't like shave their brains apart. So they just go yoink, and they press him into her brain and close it up. And then, you know, she can still like kind of hear him talking, but she's mostly in control. But she's in an abusive relationship with this dude. And he like, he pushes her, like literally pushes her by her head. And she like cracks her head on the back of like on the wall. And then her evil twin comes out.
And then the way her body contorts to face the other way, because that's what happens, is like, that's the creepiness of it, is like, it will take over. And so her body then contorts so that the back of her head is the front of her. Like, and so her body's all like back. It's fucking ridiculous.
Absurd. But again, it's the same sort of concept of like, I'm trapped in my own brain. But I have to like weirdly overpower this. Like, I have to cut through the darkness and get through. And I think that's what's happening to Dr. Connors. And
I think that is exactly it.
I want to see. Let me go in his brain. I want to see him come back.
And I remember last night when I was reading this, I turned to page 5 and I just took a deep sigh.
Yes.
Because there's so many bubbles.
Yes. There's a lot going on.
1, Foswell 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37 bubbles.
God damn.
Broken up between a standard 9-panel spread.
The yapping here, because Foswell is like, I gotta follow Peter Parker. And then J. Jonah Jameson's like, you got a fucking job. I need you to go find the lizard. And he's like, guess I won't be following Parker. And then J. Jonah's like, also fucking Betty and Ned, stop being in love in my presence. And they're like, but we're on our a coffee break. He's like, fuck your coffee break. Do your job.
Your coffee break is for coffee, not for wedding planning.
And then it cuts to him with his hand on his head, and he's like, I'm such a soft-hearted motherfucker. This is why I get taken advantage of. Everybody uses me for my soft heart.
Like, Ned and Betty are just whispering in the background, talking shit.
Yep. And still planning the wedding anyway, because they're like,
anyway. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Peter's trying to figure out how to like keep his arm a secret. And then he realizes like, oh, I could just tell people that I hurt myself on my motorcycle. He did end up painting it red though. So
yeah, it looks real spiffy.
It does look real spiffy. But I love that immediately Flash is like, oh, what are you trying to do, useless? Make us think you're Spider-Man. And just that whole, and I love that Peter's like, of course, of course. Like, why would they ever actually think it was me? Of course, Flash is just going to be the biggest shit talker that could ever exist. Like,
I like that Flash is like abreast of all Spider-Man news, that he knows that Spider-Man's injured and which arm it is.
If this was happening in the modern day, Flash would be one of those Twitter girlies that runs like the Stan account.
Yes. He really would.
Constantly tweeting news out and also like harassing the Daily Bugle intern who's running the Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, sending God. Death threats. Like,
yes. Yes. Same thing. And like tweeting mean shit to Johnny Storm. Just like
endlessly. Oh, yeah.
Subtweeting Johnny Storm and Daredevil, I feel like.
Harry invites Peter to a party of Gwen's. You know, Gwen asked me to invite you. And Peter's like, well, why didn't she just ask me herself? And Harry's like, let's face it, son, you haven't been around that much since Mary Jane made the scene. Called out. Done. He called the fuck out. And I was like, wow, Harry, good for you.
And Peter's like, oh, my bad. You right.
Right. Damn, you're absolutely right. And then goes to like ponder it, you know, of like, Mary Jane, what is it? I'll bet I don't see Mary Jane nearly as much as Gwen thinks I do.
We get a quick cut to Aunt May, who is having a great time by the sea and is like, oh, Peter won't get caught up in this lizard bullshit because he's drinking a warm glass of milk while reading a book in his room.
Cut to, he's smash swinging.
Yeah. He's like, yup.
But sooner or later, a fellow finishes his good book, and a glass of warm milk can't last forever. And then, with a deadly supervillain on the loose, sooner or later, it gets to be web-slinging time once more.
Off he goes. He's searching around. He's going all over. He's going to the skies. He's going to the sewers. He can't find a trace of them. He's like, I just need to get within a certain reach, because then those spider senses are going to be a-tingling.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the House of Reptiles at the zoo. He's like, man, I knew this wouldn't be enough. Wait, what's that sign? Last day, exhibit world's largest collection of reptiles. Will next be seen at exhibition hall. That word is so hard for me to just say. Like, I have to think about it.
Gotta take a running start.
Will next be seen at exhibition hall in Philadelphia. Right to Reptile Research Foundation for free exhibit schedule.
Exactly 48 minutes later.
Well, because he only had, I liked this one because he says he only has an hour before the train leaves for
Philly. Yes, you're right.
So this one actually felt more like
that actually, yep.
There felt like there was a reason here. There was a purpose for the exactly 48 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
I love that second panel on page 8. Spider-Man's like, well, can't hold back. I just gotta swing in and punch him.
And he knows that these punches are not hurting him per se, but he's just got to keep him off balance.
Oh, and this is when I really noticed this whole time that he's doing this. He only says, he responds with the, you know it, mister, when Lizard says Spider-Man. But all of these next moments are just him thinking to himself. Like, the Lizard is talking shit, but Spider-Man is, it's thought bubble after thought bubble for pages.
Mm-hmm. And not to bring up the Lizard's feet again, but on page 9.
God damn it.
Page 9, the big top panel. Look at those little pigs. Ugh. Those toes.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
Yeah.
This is the quietest we've ever seen Spider-Man. He even gets a little bit of the sparkles because on page 10, because he gets fucking wrecked by
Yeah, he
the
does.
lizard.
These reptiles are stored in this random train on the way, and the lizard is like, I'm gonna let all these bad boys loose.
He's the union leader. They're on strike.
Oh, I can't believe I'm gonna forget his name. He's our Steve Irwin.
Not Steve Irwin.
He knows how to talk to these animals. Spider-Man is stuck fighting crocodiles and snakes and bears and tigers. Oh my.
Sorry, I love the implication that now Steve Irwin was maybe a lizard man.
Taking my words and running with
Oh, you heard it here first, folks.
it. But while he's fighting all of these reptiles, we cut to Mary Jane and Miss Watson. And Miss Watson is like, I'm gonna go bring Peter some meal. I'm gonna bring him a pot of vegetable soup. You wanna come over with me? And she's like, this bitch is wild. I love her so much, but these three panels are fucking unhinged. She makes a joke about if the Beatles call, tell them I won't be long. And Mrs. Watson's like, you know the
Yes.
Beatles? And MJ's like, of course not, but I believe in positive thinking. I'm like, this girl be working on manifestation before even, you know. But when Mrs. Watson brings up Peter Parker, and MJ responds with, he's just the least little bit square. But outside of that, he really turns me on.
That's a crazy thing to say to your auntie. Who's 100? She's not even like your like cool aunt,
No,
like a
no.
young aunt. This is like, your mom's aunt. This is your great aunt. And she's like looking off into the distance, being like, I'll bet he'd be a real swinger if he let himself go. Hello? Mary Jane?
You haven't even gotten into a relationship and you're already thinking about swinging?
Yes. You
know,
She, the 70s haven't even started yet, Mary Jane. It hasn't become a big thing yet.
she was a part of it. She was a part of the movement.
I would
Yes,
absolutely
she's a
believe Mary Jane
pioneer.
hosted key parties. I would absolutely believe that.
100%. Spider-Man's just fighting snakes.
Yeah, my little note was PETA, the animal rights group, would be on his ass about this. He is choking these snakes. He's throwing gators.
He's
He's
using
stomping on
gators
stuff.
as a weapon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on, little friend. You're going to do the work of a second arm for me. Just swoops up a gator by the tail and starts wrecking bitches.
Could you imagine, like, you're an alligator, okay?
You're just
And
chilling.
yes, and you get this like weird little voice that's like, attack this red and blue motherfucker, and you're like, all right. And for the first time in your life, you've been yanked by your tail and now you're flying through the air. Could you, you're like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, this is terrifying.
Page 13, first panel. Spider-Man, he starts coming back a little bit with a little sass. Knock it off, Liz. They're doing fine without help from you. Like he start that sass is starting to come back. I'm like, oh, he's starting to feel like himself a little bit more. But I do like the third panel, the crocodile that got hit, the one that's in the, he's like up in the air, like,
He's like,
his hands are up. Got his hands up, singing a song.
oh, God.
Crocodiles flying away.
I also, I'm like, are there other, there's other reptiles. Why are there only snakes and gators here? Did you guys not think of other things? And immediately when I said there's other reptiles, I couldn't think of anything.
There's a lot. It's a lot of lizard stuff. Like that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like there's
Well,
the
they've already
umbrella
got
of
one big
lizard.
lizard. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bearded dragon under the control of the lizard, and the beardy is just like bah, because they like puff up their cheeks, you know, and to be aggressive, they're like, yeah, look at me.
Now I'm picturing
And he's like going after
Yes.
Spider-Man, like,
That would be. I just keep thinking of Herbert.
Oh, y'all, I had a bearded dragon. He passed away last year, but his name was Herbert. And God, that's the funniest fucking thing to think of.
There's a bunch of fighting going on. They're on top of the train. The train is still moving, isn't it? Yes. Is it? No. Yes, it is. Is
I think so.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, because the way
Yeah.
Pete grabs onto it,
Yes.
it's definitely leaving the station.
But Pete, he gets an idea, right? To like beat Lizard, but
Yes.
we don't know what it is yet. It's like one of those things like, oh God, what is he thinking of? What could possibly be on this train that could help him? This lizard stuff.
But I love the way to start that is to again unlock the true Spider-Man, which is I need to talk shit at this guy so he gets so angry he forgets what his original plan is.
Yep.
Like, I gotta talk shit so hard.
And that's honestly, that's light work for Peter. He's like,
Easy.
what does he even say? He doesn't even say anything outrageous. It's just like classic.
Let's see. Come on, Liz. If you're as great as you say, what are you waiting for? None of us is getting any younger, you know? Want me to tie my other hand behind my back? Or maybe you'd like a new rule, something like no footsies. What the fuck, you crazy motherfucker?
Truly.
Also, I love that P well, Spider-Man has been influenced a little bit by MJ here, it seems, because at page 14, last panel, the lizard is like, so you dare mock me, do you? And Spider-Man says, yep, that's about the size of it, Dad.
Yeah.
And then they go on this like classic on top of the train little heist chase, which is great. We love that. And then we dive into one of the little boxes, and we still don't fully know what his plan is. And even when he first dove in there, I didn't quite catch it at first. I was like, oh, they're inside and it's dark, and that's why they've colored it this way on these panels. And it's got that kind of like blue hue to it. And then we realize.
That they're using cool colors because they're in a refrigeration car.
Nice. Nice.
Because lizards don't like to be cold. Because their blood is already cold. So if everything's cold, then they'll just be so cold and they can't move because it's too cold. Which, fair, I feel the same. Maybe I'm a lizard.
Hey, you know?
Matter of my feet are cold right now, and I'm like, how do I survive the
Mona.
day? But yeah, Pete webs him up like a big joint.
Roll that motherfucker up and smoke him.
Basically.
What's great is that he does do that and then just slumps him over his fucking shoulder and runs off this train. And these two dudes are like, what the
Yeah.
fuck? What the fuck's going on here? And Spider-Man's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, Mr. Will Do. Like they just listen to.
We'll have to take his word for it, Joe. One thing's for sure, Spider-Man's no ordinary blind stiff or bindle stiff, sorry.
Shout out to these guys who are like, you know what? I'm not about to argue with fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I mean, it depends on who you're talking to.
That's true. Yeah, but then Spidey has to get, but he gets back to New York on another train. Lizard is still too cold to be alive fully. So he goes back to Dr. Connors' apartment lab and he starts cooking like good old Walter White. Just
Shut the fuck.
he's like, Jesse, let's cook.
This is gonna be the purest de-lizarding juice ever made.
Know what? Fun fact, I never watched the last season.
Oh, it's a wild fucking
It's a wild
season. I
ride.
never watched the movie, which I do need to watch because my friend plays Skinny Pete. And he has a much bigger role in, was it El Camino, I think is what it's called or
Yeah.
something? I want to watch that one.
Like the follow-up about Jesse.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll redo a rewatch of Breaking Bad and then finish the last season, just get it all going.
Well, meth aside, we've got
We've got Spider-Man who's like, I got one shot, one opportunity to seize every science thing I can to turn this guy back.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yes, exactly.
And guess what? It works.
I
It
love
works.
that Martha is like banging on the door, like, what's going on in there? And Spider-Man's like, you gotta trust me. Like,
Yeah.
you got, I need you to fucking trust me right
Just
now.
five minutes. Just 5 more minutes.
Please, I promise you it'll be worth it. And then it is worth it. I was so bummed though. Page 18, fifth panel, when the door opens and he had no arm. I was like, damn it! For once, can't this guy just have the arm? Like, why? I don't understand the disconnect there with the science. Obviously, this is Marvel science to begin with, but like, why does the arm that why?
Because
No, I don't
arm
want another whatever bullshit reason you're gonna give me.
it turns out that the lizard is actually stored in the arm.
I think that Dr. Connors should team up with another doctor, Octavius,
Octopus? I'm
and get
sure
a
they're in
new
a Sinister
arm.
Six together at some point.
Well, I think as a regular guy, he should just be like, yo, bro, can you just give me that arm technology? I just need something.
But he wouldn't work with a criminal.
I know, but desperate times call for desperate measures.
One can dream.
Listen, give this man Doc Ock has 4 extra arms. He can give this man another one. So I'll talk to him about it.
You should have a little convo.
And then on
Yeah.
page 19, we get a Mighty Marvel first panel, completely blank, no dialogue, empty speech bubbles.
Did you write
Which
something?
I
Because
did,
I wrote
and
something.
it pissed me off that I was like, Stan, just because you could not think of what to say, now I have to work to read. Even I've already paid my, what is it, 12 cents? I paid my 12 cents. Why am I working?
What did you write, Stephanie? I'd love to
It
hear.
was nasty. Let's see.
Oh,
Where'd it go? This is, well, half the page is me yelling at Stan.
that sounds about right.
Yeah, so I have a Dr. Connor saying, you looking pretty thick these days, Spidey. And Mrs. Connors says, you boys want to go to Paris? And the son says, what's in Paris, Mom?
What did Spider-Man say?
Fuck. Did I ha not have a Spidey thing? I think he just says, I'm flattered. I stopped writing down people's names. And then I was just like,
Got
breathe.
it.
So yeah, basically, Mrs. Connors wants to go to
Yeah.
Paris.
This is what I wrote. I said, Mrs. Connors, hate to see him leave, love to watch him web away. To which Kurt says, sorry, honey, what the fuck? And the kid saying, you heard her, dad. And Spider-Man going, please don't make this weird.
Incredible.
That's it. That's the retcon right there. That's the moment.
Hate to see him leave, love to watch him web away. I was proud of that
Cause you get a full show when he's webbing away. Oh
He
yeah, you get a
does.
full
Look
show.
at him. Although I will say, his knees do look like they would snap like a twig in this shot.
Okay, let's not get too into that.
Oh man. And then we just cut to Peter being a sad boy again because Harry and MJ come strolling by. They try to talk him into coming to hang out, and Peter's like, I can't. I can't.
Oh, wait. Okay. So I deciphered my own writing because there's like multiple arrows because I was rewriting. So I actually had Spidey say, I'm saving myself for Daredevil. But I'm flattered. That was,
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. We end with our sad boy Peter. That's it. It's just sad. He's so sad.
He's so sad. He at first he like tries to blame it on MJ, and then he's like, you know what? Wait, let me check myself. You know, maybe
Yes.
I'm just
Which I
sad.
do like. I was like, yeah, maybe you are projecting, homie. Mrs. Watson is there, checking in on him. Peter Parker, you naughty boy, coming home so late when your aunt's away. And then, does she say it here? Yeah, I brought you something to eat. And if you've any laundry you'd like me to do, I promised May I'd do it for you. You're 20 years old, Peter Parker. Do your own fucking laundry. You're an adult. Yeah. Do your own fucking laundry. And it's not even going to be your own family that does it for you. It's going to be
that's weird.
The neighbor.
That's weird.
Do yeah. your own fucking laundry. You are 20 years old. You need to move out of the house and learn how to do your own fucking laundry. I have nothing else to say about it. But then fourth panel, Peter looks like a 60-year-old man. He is throwing that spider suit and he is so angry. Like,
yeah, it's not a great angle on him.
No, it is mm-mm. not. And, you know, granted, he is very upset. We didn't really talk about it, but Harry did offer like trying to talk to his dad to get Peter a job. And Peter's like, I want to be able to say yes to that. And I don't think that I can. I don't know that you should. I'm going to say that right now. I don't know that you should.
Wouldn't be the best idea. And for some reason, you know, so my spidey sense is tingling. I think he's going to take that job.
And I think something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But at least we got a last little like look at the Connors family. They're all snuggling together and thinking about Spider-Man.
Yeah, because, you know, we cut from Peter Parker, who's just so fucking sad. And then Dr. Connors is like, I wish I could do something for him in return. But they're all like, ah, gosh, it's so futile because he's got to be the happiest guy around.
After all, yeah. Spider-Man is so powerful, so self-sufficient. What help could he possibly need from anyone else? A person like him probably has everything a man could wish for.
This man puts on a mask and flies around town from a web. You think he don't have fucking problems? I need everybody to reflect on that. I need everybody to reflect on that. Like,
yep. And that's where we close out with the teaser that next time we will see Peter Parker's past.
Move the fuck out.
Finally.
I know. God damn.
Or at least a roommate.
Something. Just get at, have your roommate not be your 85-year-old Aunt May.
Yeah, and now Aunt May can move in with Mrs. Watson.
Exactly.
And they can be in love together.
Yeah.
Scissor Town.
Scissor Town.
just some really rusty scissoring.
No!
Ew, come on, why did we have to bring in the state of the metal?
It was funny, and then you made it bad!
Before we dive into the big Parker moment, let's take a look at what's coming up next week. We've got next week we have The Amazing Spider-Man number 46 and 47. We're gonna have the introduction of another classic Spider-Man villain.
Ooh, I'm so curious of who it's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're getting really close to some big stuff, so I'm excited.
It's getting Ooh. juicy.
Yeah,
it's getting juicy up in here.
But now, Big Parker time.
No.
Big Parker's Corner.
Big Parker's Corner.
So,
Big Parker's Corner. Everybody yes! else said it. I want.
Yes! I was waiting for it.
I had something else I was going to talk about, but y'all reminded me about something. Early 2000s, Marvel kind of had sort of a resurgence after some late financial or some late 90s financial troubles, and they launched a couple of different publishing lines, the most famous being the Ultimate Universe. Wasn't the only one that they did. They also tried to bring back their like romance comics line, and I'm gonna send you guys a cover and I want you to guess what this is about.
Oh, interesting.
Oh no.
Interesting. I'm scared.
Yeah, and I just opened up our old chat and I see all these creatures making out. What?
Okay, what? I'm sorry. What are we supposed to... what is our job again? What? I'm like, what am I supposed to, what? I'm distracted.
Here, I'll give you, so there's a photo cover, which was the main cover. I'll give you what the art cover was for this.
Okay, yeah, I was like, why is it just like a picture?
That's a lot of titty.
Yeah, what? There's a dance to, okay, this is troubling. Well, it's called trouble. But because when you look at the original, like the photograph of these two young white girls, these girls, they are probably like 13.
They look so young.
They are very young. And then this down here, why are there so much breast here?
There's a lot of titty. You can even see all the titty in the with the woman behind. Like,
yeah.
I believe husband and wife artists Terry and Rachel Dodson.
Okay.
What the fuck is this for?
So this is a comic called Trouble. It was published from 2003 to 2004. It was written by Mark Millar, who I don't like, but is the guy who wrote like Old Man Logan, Wanted, okay. Kingsman.
Okay.
All those things. And I am pulling the synopsis from a CBR.com article.
Wait, okay, wait. We were supposed to guess what this was about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, reminds, do you guys remember that movie 13? Did you guys ever watch that?
Oh my God.
13 was about these. It was like this young girl. She just turned 13. She's in eighth grade. And she meets this other girl, same age, but who's like more into like drugs and partying and stuff. And it's like, you follow her, like be friends with this girl, go down this like weird spiral. And then she like kind of, she comes out of it in the end, right? And like all of her old friends, like don't want to be friends with her. And like,
I think so. Cause that's someone that like grapples like a lot of like eating disorder stuff too, right?
Like, yeah. It's like eating, they go after everything, eating disorders, like drugs, and like dealing with like older guys when you're too young. And that's what this is giving. Yeah. So what is the synopsis?
I'm pulling this from a CBR article published on July 9th, 2021 by Timothy Blake Donahue. The story centers around two teenage girls in the 70s, the redheaded May and the blonde Mary, who form relationships with the brothers, Richard and Ben. While May becomes sexually active with Ben, Mary is hesitant to do the same with Richard because a palm reader warned her that she'll become a mother before her 20s if she has sex in her teens. Likewise, this same palm reader claimed that May would never be referred to as a mother. Do we know where this is going yet?
Aunt May?
Unable to understand Mary's actions...
Oh my God, that's Mary! That's Peter's fucking mom?!
Richard cheats on her with May. When May becomes pregnant, the entire arrangement is revealed, with Ben in particular being embarrassed due to his sterility. May tries to run away, briefly staying with a man that she despises. Even though Mary doesn't feel sorry for all May's trouble, she does try to help her friend when her friend contemplates suicide. Eventually, it's decided that Mary will take the child and raise it as her own, so as to keep May from having to deal with the wrath of her conservative parents. She gives birth to a boy named Peter, who Mary and Richard then take and raise together as a family.
I want to throw my phone right now. I want to throw myself. I want to throw myself out the fucking window.
Wait a goddamn minute. So what they're saying is that Aunt May is his mama.
And I said that before my actual full self realized it. Yeah. Like I said it and then caught up to my own thought. I hate it. Hot neighbor, what's he doing? What's she doing?
Yeah, I mean,
is it the two of them?
He's out there. No, it's just him with the dog. It's not even fun anymore.
It's not even fun no more. Just like staring. I like actually need you to delete these images from our Discord.
I actually
don't want to look at it.
I can't believe the way they're drawn is buck wild.
I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it.
The Dodsons are known for drawing kind of sexier imagery. But yes, so this is not main continuity. This is eventually established as...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But they did They were thinking about it. They were thinking about trying to make this a retcon.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
I deny it. I shut it down.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's really ambiguous how old they are.
That's a gay. Yay. That's what makes me fucking hate it. That's it. That's what I like. And that's intentional.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
So Mark Millar is the writer of this series. And this, I was just like quickly scrolling through trying to find a reference to age. And this is in the background of one of the panels.
Oh, my God.
He didn't give himself a nose.
Well, no, the Dodsons didn't give him a nose.
I guess that's true.
That's hilarious. Sucks.
I don't really like any of this.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's another one that I hit. Like,
how did we make you think of this?
I don't remember what made me think of it. Fuck. When I'm editing the episode, I'll go back and I'll hear it and I'll be like, or I'll be like, what the fuck, Parker?
Yeah. Maybe it was all the when we were young talk.
There must have been something about that.
Oh, who fucking knows?
Join us next week as we dive into more Amazing Spider-Man and Pete finally moves the fuck out.
I'm serious. I want you to delete these images on the Discord. I don't want to stare at it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'd rather, I don't mind the Mark Millar one. I'm talking about the one where it's like the ambiguous, probably underage women, underage girls. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfy. I'll stare at baby hands before I want to stare at that again. Like,
they're gone.
Losers.
They're gone.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Retcon Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I've been Parker Robbins, they, them.
I've been Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I've been Catalicia, they, them.
We'll see you next time.
Motherfuckers.
Bye.
And guys, I'm really sorry for the trouble.
Okay.
What That's do? I throw this. Them out the window? I'll throw them
That's
out the window.
That's the end of
this. Fucking
in
see
recording.
Ya.
The Retcon Podcast is recorded in Los Angeles and edited by Parker Robbins. You can find Parker Robbins on social media at Uncanny Parker. You can find Stephanie Johnson on social media at Sirius Danger, Sirius spelled Sirius. And you can find Cat Alicia across social media at Cat underscore Alicia, Alicia spelled Alysha. And the Retcon Podcast can be found at the Retcon Pod. Feel free to thwip us an email at theretconpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next week.